Faced with needing to go back to work when her active duty husband got orders across the country, mom of five, Lisa Blecker, decided it was time to start the photography business she'd always wanted but never felt was realistic for her. But her start was anything but smooth. She moved her five kids and had major back surgery while starting up her photography business and got a $17,000 order. Her story is unbelievable.
Hey there, my name's Sarah Petty, and I went from a stressed out, overworked mama with three babies to being named one of America's most profitable photographers without working my kids' lives away. Now I'm the founder of the Photography Business Institute, where we provide guided support from start to finish. Whether you're a beginner photographer dipping your toes in or a more advanced photographer with big income goals. Each week on this podcast, I'll show you how to find and serve photography clients in a world where we compete with free, thanks to everyone having a digital camera in their pocket. Take the first step to adding more joy and profit to your life by downloading your free photography business tools at photographybusinessinstitute.com.
Welcome, my friend.
Thank you. That sounds so cool. I was wondering who that was. And I was like, oh, wait, that's me.
Literally, when you hear that story, do you even believe that that's your story?
No, it's somebody else. It's crazy.
Yeah. Isn't that easy to say? Oh, a big success. It's someone else. It's someone else. That couldn't ever be me. Wow.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it was nuts. I never would have thought. And I remember in the past when in boutique, you've had people come on board and say, hey, these are things that can happen. These are things. And I sat back and I was like, yeah, right. That's never going to happen. I got too many things going on. Too many plates are turning and I'm trying to balance them all. There's no way it's going to happen.
Yeah. So where do you live and where did your husband get stationed?
We were stationed at the time in the panhandle of Florida. We do own a house because prior to that, we were stationed in Tampa. And so my husband got stationed just northeast of LA. And we looked into the schools because in 25 years, other than deployments, we've never been separated as a family. But once I looked at the schools and the fact that our kids were in high school, we had to make that tough decision and say, for the sake of the kids, we're going to have to suck this up for 2 years. And he goes to north of LA and I go back to Tampa.
Yeah. With how many kids?
Five. Well, we had four. The other one was just graduating college,
okay,
but she did move back home. Yeah. Five.
You can still count them.
Oh yeah. She moved back home as soon as we moved in.
Yes, they do. They're boomerangs these days. These kids, I've got them too. So you got these five kids, and now I can't imagine the fear of all these years being a married person, raising kids together, and your husband, thank him too, by the way. I know every time I talk to you, I say, thank your husband and you guys for your sacrifices you make for our country and our freedom. And here you are, this mom, and you're doing what's right for your kids. Like, how did you even think about doing photography? I mean, had you always been doing it? Where did photography come into this picture?
Well, actually, I got my first camera when I was 10. My dad gave it to me. It was a 110 with the little square bulbs on top. And so I developed my passion for photography at that age, at 10 years old.
Yeah.
Went through high school, college, had to figure out how to pay for college. So I actually joined the Air Force as well. And throughout this whole time, I always had a camera with me, always.
But we're
and traveling around the world, being in the military, we got some great memories we were able to capture.
So nice. So nice.
Yeah. But I never thought about doing it full time until probably in the last 3 years, because I really got serious with the kids and started doing it more often. And I had a lot of people tell me, hey, you should have your own business. You should have your own business. And then when my husband and I decided to go ahead and geographically separate due to the kids and the military, I realized, well, I don't want a 9-to-5 job. I don't want to be locked up in the office. I want to do something that I want to do. I want to be my own boss. And so I brought the idea up to him and I said, hey, I think I can do this. But I have no idea where to begin. And crazy enough, I just happened to be on the internet that night and came across a Facebook post about Sarah Petty, Boutique Breakthrough, and sign up for this challenge, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what? Okay. What else am I going to do? I have nowhere else to go.
So you mean you hadn't even been charging people?
You never.
You weren't even charging a couple $100. So you had taken a camera. You were like the camera lady, taking great images. People were telling you, you should charge. You could make money. But yet you hadn't done it. And the minute you said, I think I'd like to do this and be my own boss, like, I appeared in your life.
You did.
Wow.
Like within a couple days.
I did not know that. And, you know, it's funny because I love that saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. But that's crazy. I mean, I think it's awesome for you because so many people started on their own and they're like, I'm going to try and I'm going to do it wrong. Why didn't you just start doing that?
Because I never really thought about it. And I was terrified of a business and starting my own business. I was terrified of failure. I remember my dad telling me when I was in high school, because I wanted to be an artist. He's like, that's not a real job. Find yourself a real job. So I went to college, got my degree in psychology, joined the military, traveled the world for 12 years, met my husband, blah, blah, blah. So I had that in the back of my head. It's not a real job. And the fear of failing. And I wouldn't even know how to start. So like I said, it came across a Facebook feed, and I signed up and I wanted more questions. I wanted to know what it was all about, and talked to Sarah Smith and signed up for Boutique Breakthrough. I went and talked to my husband about it real quick, and he says, go for it.
Wow. That is lucky. That is great. Why did he support you? Did he think, was he, I mean, I know he had to leave. So was he thinking that you might make money, or was it just like, oh, it'll give her something happy to do? Or what were his thoughts?
Oh no, he's definitely about the bottom line.
So he saw it as an investment for you. Like, she'll learn this and she'll go make money.
Yeah. And that's exactly what he thought. And he said, well, at least make back what you put into the class.
Yeah.
If he goes, if you can make and break even and learn some things, then it's a positive. But he also knows that the schedule with the children is going to be insane. We have the one college graduate, three in high school, and an 8-year-old. So I still need to be full-time mom with the 8-year-old. The teenagers can take care of themselves for the most part, other than me taxiing them around. But and he said, you know what, go for it. If this is the type of career that will help our family as a whole, and meet our schedule, let's do it.
Yeah, because so I know sometimes people think about an investment, they're looking for like $100 or $200. And what we offer is like a whole training program for 2 months. It's never going to be that. And while it seems like a lot, when you look at it the way you guys were looking at it, like, hey, if I can just, even in 6 months, make this back, you don't do that with college. Like, can you make it back with the skill you learn, and you're doing it while you're making it, or making it while you're doing it? And so you jumped in, you started doing it. And I love this perspective, because you weren't jaded by like, oh, I'd been doing digital files for $300 or anything. You just came in with like kind of a blank slate.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think it was giving me an opportunity just to say, well, since I don't know where I'm going with it and I don't know how to do anything other than capture great images, then I can just start from scratch. And then we moved. So he moved to California. I moved to Tampa with the kids in tow, got to our house that we had rented out and was totally destroyed by the renters, $35,000 in damage. Simultaneously going through Boutique. So hard things, you guys can do hard things. Trust me, you can do hard things.
Yes.
And then fixed up the house, got the house situated. December came around and I had to have major back surgery.
All the while you took this program and you're learning new things and you're trying to implement.
Well,
so this is the resistance, right? Trying to keep you in the same place. And you said, no, I'm not going to be held down by bad renters and by a surgery. I mean, a major surgery. It's fine. I'm fine.
You know what? And that was the thing. I said, okay, this is going to be my business. This is going to be the foundation for my business, and I'm going to do it. I don't care. I may not be out there capturing the moments and capturing the images right now, but I want my foundation set so that when the doctor gives me the okay to go, I'm going full speed ahead. I'm going to run and I'm going to take it. And if I have setbacks, setbacks are okay.
Setbacks, it's okay. They are. They are. So you just followed the system, I'm assuming, right? You just went lesson one, you went through it and you did it. And then you submitted the homework and then you did lesson two and you submitted the homework and you got coached. We reviewed your price list and you ordered it. You just literally just checked off the boxes.
Correct. I just went through and checked off the boxes, made myself a little organization area so that when it's time to go and run, I was ready to go and run. And holy cow, did I run.
All right. Tell us. Tell us.
Okay. So I was on Facebook, community Facebook. Gotta love that marketplace. Hey, I'm looking for a photographer. My kids are coming in town. I only have a short window. Is there anybody available who can help me? I responded basically saying, I would love to serve you. I'm a boutique photographer. How may I help you? And how can I create a memory for you and your family? We started talking, made the appointment on Mother's Day, had to cancel my Mother's Day for this, but I knew how important it was. Her three children were all joining the military and they were getting ready to leave. And she knew that one of them she wasn't going to see for at least a year or two because he's a submariner. So I was like, no, I'll sacrifice my Mother's Day for you. It's a big deal. So we went and we had such a great time, captured the moments, captured the images with the grandma as well. Went back 2 weeks later, did the initial wall that they were looking at. It was a smaller wall. Well, once they saw the images, they said, no, we want this huge wall.
Oh, I love it.
And they kept adding on and they got stuff for the grandma. And then they turned around and called me back and we wanted more stuff later. So what I thought, and I was kind of hoping, I was like, okay, for sure, the way that they looked at it, it's going to be a Julie. It's going to be about $1,000 easily. Yeah, when I titled it up and totaled it up, it was over
$17,000. $17,000 from finding a random person on Facebook, having a connection of being in the military, and you got her on the phone, right?
Yes.
And you went through the seven B's of what made
exactly.
Because that part of the system is important, right? Because a lot of people posting on Facebook are just looking for cheap, but you got her on the phone and you walked her through what you do. That's a key part that I want everybody to really hear.
Yeah. It was huge. It was an amazing moment because we made the appointment to talk because she was at work. And so I said, hey, you know, this evening, I knew I was going to be in the car. I knew I was driving somebody to soccer. I was going to be sitting in a parking lot. So I grabbed my clipboard. I grabbed my 7B's cheat sheet. I grabbed another sheet of paper so I can take notes. And we talked for about 20 minutes.
My mind is blown from parking lot mom with a clipboard on the phone in the parking lot, books the client that orders $17,000. Look, all you busy moms out there who are like, I'm too busy right now, I'm gonna wait. Like, don't wait. You can have these calls in a parking lot with a clipboard while chaos is happening and you just serve people. Oh my gosh, like I just have this like warm glow all around me, especially you being a military family who's sacrificing and you knew what that meant for her family, for her kids to be leaving and going and serving and how powerful and beautiful and hard it was. And that artwork is going to be something that they will treasure forever.
Yes.
And they- Lisa, just like, I just have to get my arms around this. This was your first ever paying client?
Yes. I've never sold an image in my life. So yeah, my very first paid client, I followed the 7Bs. I followed the script, everything you have set up, and it works.
I'm literally holding back tears right now because that is so beautiful. I mean, seriously, that is what we, that's, it just shows how important what we do is. And truly, I believe to my core that there's nothing better that that family could have done with that $17,000 than invest in these beautiful images, this artwork that you created with so much love and passion.
Well, we had such a great time. We still keep in touch. She sends me notes weekly and says, you know, I was just looking at the album or I was just looking at the images on the wall. They went and they ordered a metal image, the family portrait, for their son who's in for Christmas. And we've figured on metal because of the fact that being military and he's going to make a career out of it, you're always moving. So he's got his whole family with him.
That is just beautiful. I did not realize that was your first ever paying client. That is just, it just warms my heart to no end. And the fact that you are such a good student and you took this system, you went from zero business background, right? Zero. You knew nothing about, you knew how to take the images and get them onto the computer, but that was it. You followed our system. Did you find this system hard? Because I think it's pretty easy to follow system. It's a big system, but I mean, did you find it hard to go through all those steps?
No. Like I said, you know, I'm 12 years active duty veteran as well. So I love checklists. I love being organized. I love systems. So at first I think the change for me was the language, and learning and changing my viewpoints in the language. But other than that, I mean, hey, I could do it. You could do it.
I mean, words to live by. If a mom with five kids whose life partner and husband has been deployed across the country is raising five kids, having major surgery, moving into a house where the renters trashed it, all while learning a system with zero business background, my friends, and then her first paying client gives her $17,000. If that's not a testament to what a good system can do, like, what is that system worth for you? The system that you bought, like, what's that worth for you?
This has been worth peace of mind, organization. My kids, I've become an example for my kids because they've never seen me in the military. They don't know what I've done in the past, but they're seeing what I'm doing now. And they are, you can see it rubbing off on them. It's been amazing.
Oh, seriously. When you can lead by example, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
To lead by example and show those young humans, look at mom is capable. And they have one amazing mom, my friend.
Thank you.
One amazing mom. And I just hope everyone listening, like, what a great reminder that what we do is important and meaningful, not just to us, to our clients, to our families, right? And I think a lot of us feel like, well, everyone has a camera, right? Everyone has a camera and I'm just another photographer and what I do isn't that special. You guys, what we do is really special. It's really special to every single life that we touch with the way we treat people and the way we make them feel and the artwork that will live on way past us. So my gosh, thank you, my friend, for this inspiration. I'm inspired. I hope everyone else is inspired too. Just literally, thank you.
You're welcome. I love you guys. And follow the system, man. It works. And you can do hard things. You can do it. You can do it.
You can do it. I love you. Oh,
love you guys.
So great. So great. I'm over here giving you a giant high five because you just finished another episode of the Worth Every Penny Joycast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? Listen, if you want more, head over to our free Facebook group called We Are Portrait Photographers. If you're looking for a community of action takers to bounce ideas with and ask questions, be sure to join us here. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next Tuesday.